Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You have to quit judging people, judging their blessing, judging what they're doing. Maybe they did reap a big harvest. Do you have any idea what kind of seed they sowed?
That's right.
If their seed eclipses yours, why should you be shocked when they reap something big?
Right. Right.
Amen.
And besides that, why should it make you mad? Why should it upset you? Why shouldn't it just thrill you and go, glory to God, if the Lord do that for them?
Right.
Why wouldn't He do it for me?
Yes.
But you must not call it bad. It's so sad that Christians are calling healing and miracles bad. Oh, stay away from that. Stay away from that. They're calling speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits, faith, miracles, healings, utterance. They're calling it, better stay away from that. They're calling it bad. Do they need it?
Yes.
How desperately do they need to be able to pray beyond their little peanut head?
Yes, sir.
How desperately do they need to be able to build themselves up on their most holy faith? How many that have been leaning more on the Holy Spirit would you say, don't even try life without the Holy Spirit? Is there a don't even attempt it. It's a disaster. You need His help. And one of the ways He helps you is with the gifts of the Spirit. What is showing you things to come? It's a word of wisdom.
Yes.
Leading and guiding you into all the truth can have to do with these other gifts. Don't knock what you don't understand. Don't call it spooky, scary, evil. Stay away from that. If there's any thought in your mind, it could be the Holy Spirit. Watch what you say.
Yes, sir.
Because not only can you get yourself in trouble, you can judge yourself unworthy of these precious things. I want to call good what God calls good.
Yes.
If He said it's good,
yes.
Caleb and Joshua agreed with God. They said, it's a good land. It's the best. And just like Casey, our little dog, it was good and it's mine. Come on, somebody say,
it's good
and it's mine. Oh, somebody needs to say,
it's good.
God said it's good.
And it's mine.
It's mine. It's mine. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Master.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Go to Romans. I think I can close now. Romans, the 8th chapter. Is this unfolding to you? Is this expanding in you? Boy, it is me. I mean, you think you know something a little bit, and you realize, boy, you didn't know much. It's so much bigger than you thought. Romans 8. How many remember the man? The people of God. The Old Testament had been disobedient, and their enemies have them besieged in the city, and people are starving to death for lack of something to eat. And the king said, why wait any longer? This is of the Lord. Talking about this evil. This is of the Lord. And so he sent to go kill the prophet. He couldn't kill God. The closest thing he could get to was the man of God. So the Lord told the man of God, they're coming. They're coming to get you. So he told them, shut the door. They shut the door. And they're standing outside to come get him. He said, you go back and tell your king. Tomorrow about this time, food is going to be dirt cheap. It's going to be food everywhere in this city, and it's going to be cheap, cheap, cheap. And what did the guy say? Ah. If God Himself opened the windows of heaven, how could it be? And though He's in, no way. No way. That's a bunch of junk. Is He calling something good?
Yes.
Is he speaking disrespectfully, and blasphemously, vilifying? So another word came. He said, yeah, it's going to happen, all right. And you're going to see it. But you're not going to eat one bite of it. That's what happens to people that call good evil and evil good. They forfeit their place. And you know the story. Four leprous guys sitting out there waiting to die. They thought, why'd you sit here and die? Let's get up and go out. They might feed us. If they kill us, we're just dead. We're going to die here too. There's a whole message there. Why sit here and die? Right? There's a message there. As they're going out towards the enemy's camp in hopes of getting some handouts, the Lord calls the enemy to hear all this noise of approaching armies, and it scared them so bad they just ran right out of their tent, left everything. They left all their cooking utensils, all their food, all their clothes, everything. These guys got there, ain't nobody there but them. They went in one tent, got some new clothes, ate a bunch of stuff, went to another tent, got some more clothes, ate a bunch of stuff. They're sitting there with their bellies poking out, go, man, did we make the right call?
That's right.
How many know if you're willing to have some courage instead of just sitting and feeling sorry for yourself and get up and take a step, God can do miracles for you. And you can go from starving to death to a new wardrobe and a full belly in a few hours. They said, we got to go back and tell everybody about this. It just wouldn't be right. They're starving to death in there. And so they went back and told them. When word got through the city, they couldn't contain the people. They mobbed the gate. And it came to pass that there was so much food out there, it was selling dirt cheap by the end of the day. And the man that said that, he saw it come to pass, but while it was happening, the mob ran over him and trampled him and killed him. So he saw it, but he didn't eat a bite. What? Yeah, whoa, that was some whoa. That was definitely some whoa. I don't want the whoa. I want the wow. What? And that's all the man would have had to do. When the word of the Lord said, I mean, it looked impossible. It looked so bleak. And the word of the Lord said, tomorrow, by this time, there's going to be plenty of food in the city. It's going to be so much food, it's going to be cheap. Tell me what the... Is that good? Is that good? God said, I'm going to do this and this is good. What do you say? Wow. Not whoa. Wow. That's great, God. It's good. And it's mine. Huh? It's good. And it's for me. I believe it, Lord. You are God. You can do it. You said it. It'll come to pass. I'm going to get ready. Everybody get ready.
Yes.
There'll be lots of food tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cheap food. That's how you see it and get to enjoy it.
Yes.
Romans 8:28. A lot of you have this one circled. But I want you to see something maybe you hadn't quite seen. I know I see it a little differently now. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together. For what?
Good.
For what?
Good.
For good. For good. To who?
Good.
And God is
good.
Good. If you love God, God is good. You love good. Who's going to get the good? According to the verse, the ones that love good. The ones that call good, good.
Yes.
Is God good?
Yes.
Good.
Then when you love God,
you love good
because God is good.
Yes.
Who's going to get the good? Who is God who is good going to cause everything work together for good for?
Yes.
The people who love God
yes.
good.
Yes. Woo! That's me.
That'll work.
Huh? Who's going to get it? Friend, listen, you and I are embarking upon the next phase of our lives and ministries. I believe God has a whole nother level. For our living, for our ministries, for our outreach, for our families, we must not scoff and mock at big numbers or big things or what God has done for somebody else. We must not be hypocrites. And just because we don't have it and maybe don't have the faith to get it right now, look at that and scoff and mock and find fault. Well, I just think that's a shame. I don't think that's right. And that's just too much. Well, too much for who? Not them, they got it.
That's right.
It's just too much for you.
That's right.
And the problem is, maybe you don't need one of them or don't even want one of them. But that thinking will choke you off in another area. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And you don't want to be like Judas standing there when a beautiful thing has happened.
That's right.
Between the Lord and somebody who loves the Lord with all their heart.
Right.
Come on, can you see this?
Right.
And you there with Judas talking about hypocritically, oh, that's just a waste. That's such a waste. That could have been news for this and for that and the other. You are calling a beautiful thing a bad thing. You are calling a good thing an evil thing. And all you're doing is judging yourself unworthy of it. And the Lord wants you to be involved in some beautiful things. He wants you to be a... How many would like to be on the other side of this? You got the $30,000. And if I want to bust my $30,000 box,
right,
what business is it of yours?
Amen.
It's my box.
Yes, sir.
But another thing, before you can bust a $30,000 box, you got to have a $30,000 box.
That's right.
Is that right?
Because
people say, I wouldn't have such a thing. Exactly. Which is why you will never be able to do a beautiful thing like that. If you find fault with her, nobody said you had to keep everything forever. You just had to pile it up on yourself. Nobody said that. Look at it again. Romans 8, 28. What do you say? We know. Read it out loud with me. We know. All things work together for good. Now, you hear a lot of people say that. They say, well, you know, God's making everything work out for good. Not for everybody. It didn't say everything's working out for good. To a specific group of people. Who? Them that love good. God. Good. God. Good. God. Because God is good. He does good. He's only good. He's all good. God is good. All day. Law.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.